Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Brian Horvat. If you tune in every morning just at 6 o'clock, or if you catch up on the podcast, I got to tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate that to the highest degree. But I got to also tell you, you're doing it wrong because the fun starts at 5 every day. The fun starts at 5 every day. Where Ryan Horvat gets 1 hour unchained to do whatever he wants, mostly. And I was listening this morning because my idea was today, lots to talk about today. And we're handing the show over to you today. 799-1250 as always. But I thought, I want to talk about the World Series. I watched the game last night. I think a lot of you may have at least turned it on. And I thought, this is pretty great. This is pretty great that we actually are getting the World Series, because I think now we finally reached the amount of time where there's been as much baseball in 2020 as there was us talking about, will there be baseball in 2020? And even though you may not like the Dodgers, and even though they've knocked out the Brewers a couple of years ago, and even though they make a lot of money and, you know, in baseball, we don't like that because we as Brewer fans, our team doesn't have the means for that. The Rays are more in line with what we could do, making trades and paying nobody and still having success. Although, when you watch this game, maybe there's some guys on the Dodgers you might like. We can talk about that, but I wanted to talk about baseball. My main man, Horvy, here, and I'll admit, when he does a better job than me, I'm the most humble guy on earth, so I'm prone to admit it. He took the Clayton Kershaw stuff and made a local connection to Aaron Rodgers. How about you, Ryan Horvat? My gosh. What a find. Because there's always these national stories, but this is Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the World Series a little bit, but everyone's going to talk about the World Series. So what's the local connection? And Horvat, you turned it into Clayton Kershaw, gets crapped on the same way Aaron Rodgers does. Good job.
Yeah, I hate the term great regular season player. Man, he was the greatest regular season quarterback I've ever seen, but he just choked on the big stage. And we did it with Peyton Manning for years. And I even brought up an article from 2017 before Brady won his last Super Bowl ring, where people talked about his numbers in the AFC title games, only having a 70% completion rate, 12 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. They're like, that's more Brock Osweiler than Tom Brady. Did it ever occur to anybody that maybe when you get to the postseason, you face off against other teams that are really, really good? Like Aaron Rodgers' numbers in the NFC title games, okay, or in the playoffs. We judge him on the losses to who? the San Francisco 49ers, where Colin Kaepernick rushes for 180 yards. He didn't give up those yards. And also, he was going up against one of the top defenses I've ever seen in my life. Like, people always talk about these great defenses, the 85 Bears. And they were great. I've seen snippets. I mean, I was a kid. I was very young. But I promise you, they didn't fly to the ball the way that Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis and Richard Sherman. I mean, obviously, that's Seattle. But the two defenses that I'm talking about where he would struggle were the two top pass defenses in the league, and it was Seattle and it was San Francisco. He'd always put up crappy numbers against those two teams. And you're right. I mean, you expect the best players to win titles, and I wish Aaron Rodgers would have threw for 400 yards, but he was going against a secondary in Seattle. They nicknamed themselves the Legion of Boom. You know what I'm saying? Like Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas. Do you think that, like, name me a quarterback. Like, Joe Namath wasn't throwing for 400 yards. Joe Montana wasn't throwing for 450 yards against these type of defenses. And to win a Super Bowl, you need more than just a great quarterback. Or Dan Marino would have three Super Bowls. Peyton Manning would have won a Super Bowl every single year because, in my opinion, he was the more talented quarterback than Tom Brady. In the NBA, Patrick Ewing would have had rings. He was a great player. He was one of the best big men I've ever seen play the game. John Stockton was the best point guard I've ever seen play the game. The all-time assist leader. He would have had NBA championships. Karl Malone, Charles Barkley. You know, you get what I'm doing here? And then, it's all based off rings. Aaron Rodgers is 1-4 in the NFC title game. Giannis, 0-2 now, or 0-3 in the playoffs. And then when these guys leave media market teams, we judge them. But if they stay and they don't win rings, we judge them. Like Carmelo Anthony stayed in New York. He could have went to Chicago and played with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and Tom Thibodeau in that squad. He stayed in New York, and they didn't win any titles, and then they killed him. We got to get rid of him. Get him out of here. It's just I don't think that we – I hate this, like, player legacy thing. Clayton Kershaw. Well, playoff Kershaw again. Never occurred to you maybe, like, he's in the World Series after dominating in the regular season and winning another Cy Young, and he's going up against a really good lineup, maybe. You're able to...
Well, sometimes those lineups are cheating.
Yeah, and sometimes those lineups are cheating. But, like, it's the end of the season, and especially, like... So now I'm jumping all over the place because I was all fired up this morning. But,
please do, jump away.
No, but what I was saying, like... Especially, we should view every sport different, I just think. Like, in football, like, great, the best quarterback in the league isn't going to win the Super Bowl every year. Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback in the league last year. Now we kill Lamar Jackson. I can't take Lamar Jackson seriously until he wins a playoff game. He can't beat Patrick Mahomes. Nobody can beat Patrick Mahomes right now. You know? And you need a really good defense to win a Super Bowl. It's a complete team effort. It really is. It's not cliche. There's a reason that the Patriots have six rings with Tom Brady. It's because Bill Belichick is the best coach in NFL history, in my opinion. They were always top 10 in special teams. Special teams, believe it or not, are very important in the NFL. They always had a top 10 defense. Defense wins championships in the NFL. Are you telling me that Trent Dilfer should be in the same conversation as Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, or Aaron Rodgers? No.
Well, this is the sustained success.
Should Brad Johnson?
This is the sustained success argument where what the Packers have done in this Rodgers, and I'm going to lump McCarthy into it because he was the coach for most of this time. If you look at the playoff runs since 2010, what I always hear is, well, the Packers, you know, had this, and then they... quote, ran into a buzzsaw. They ran into a buzzsaw. And what people are saying is they ran into a team that was specifically good, and it was like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of team, and they had built all the right pieces for this one season. And that's where the Packers have been knocked out a lot in the playoffs, by these teams that build up on defense, maybe have a special quarterback or special running game or something that can beat the Packers defense, which didn't build up. I mean, just look at the Packers and the Niners in the last 10 years. The Packers lost back-to-back playoff years against the Niners at the early part of the decade because the Packers defense was very bad, and Colin Kaepernick ran all over the Packers with Jim Harbaugh.
And they could have got off the field on third down. Like
you take that, the Niners then get bad, get good again, with a whole new different coach, with a different philosophy, with a different and better defense, and the Aaron Rodgers Packers with the same philosophy. Let Aaron do all the work, and the defense just needs to hold teams to 27 points because Aaron will score 30.
And that's what I'm saying.
So under both coaches, LaFleur and McCarthy, it's been make Aaron get us there. Let Aaron get us there. These other teams that we run into, they've got a defense most of the time that is phenomenal. And then if you look at some of these playoff losses, 2015, they lost to the Cardinals in the playoffs. Yeah, you had to throw Hail Marys to Jeff Janis just to stay alive. The next year, Rodgers wills you to the championship game in 2016. I had somebody, and this is a little hottie-totty Bart action. I had somebody in the Packers organization tell me that 2016 was the worst team that Aaron Rodgers. Excuse me, I was doing hand motions and I turned off my microphone.
Freaked me out a little bit.
It was the worst team he's ever had. And that team got to the NFC Championship because that's how good he was. But then when he doesn't throw for 500 yards in that game, he gets dinged for the playoff loss instead of, well, he took him there to begin with. It's the problem that I have a lot with like a LeBron James or a lot of these guys that lose, like you lose in the finals.
Should you just not go?
Shouldn't you get more credit for getting to the finals? But I bring this up because of basketball, because I saw this argument yesterday. LeBron James has taken some terrible teams to the finals. Terrible. Then he loses and he gets crapped on. Jimmy Butler took a team that maybe shouldn't have been to the finals to the finals. He's being treated like a hero.
Jimmy Butler is 0-1 in the finals. Oh my God, what a choke.
So why
artist.
Is he being treated like a hero?
Yep.
And LeBron gets treated like a choker.
And here's the thing with the NFL, right? Let's go back to the NFL. So if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC title game, he's such a choke artist. So the Packers would have beat the Niners if Jimmy Garoppolo was coaching them or quarterbacking them. Do you get what I'm saying? So Aaron Rodgers couldn't have handed the ball off 9 times in the NFC title game? Or is it just that the best team, here's a crazy concept, the best team wins the Super Bowl, right? Quarterback win-loss isn't a stat. Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers, obviously much, much better than. Is there any argument there?
No, Jimmy Garoppolo is one of the top quarterbacks in the game.
So if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the New England Patriots for all those years with Bill Belichick in the top 5 defense, he wouldn't have won any Super Bowls? That's what I don't get, man. You know, it just doesn't make sense. If Clayton Kershaw was pitching for the Astros who were stealing signals, even with a, you know, ERA over 4 in the World Series, he wouldn't have won a couple World Series rings, and we'd still be ripping into him. He's the greatest pitcher I've ever seen.
And it's different with different guys. Drew Brees has not had a good season, and people are excusing Drew Brees for whatever reason. Drew Brees has won the same amount of Super Bowls that Aaron Rodgers has.
Peyton Manning won 2 Super Bowls, but I give him credit for 1 Super Bowl. That Denver team, I mean, that was all defense. Peyton Manning couldn't throw a 25-yard out that year. But that's just the issue that I have when we talk legacy, man. You know? Oh, LeBron James, Michael Jordan was a perfect 6-0 in the finals. And I'm the biggest MJ guy out there. But come on now. I mean, MJ never had to roll with Mo Williams in an NBA Finals series as his number 2 option either. So I guess we've come to the conclusion that just don't even go to the postseason.
Don't go to the postseason.
Do what LeBron did last year and just, we're no good.
Do what Drew Brees
did. Load management.
Those 3-7-9 seasons gave him 3 less years where he could choke in the playoffs. So do what Drew Brees did. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us. 105-12 Bart Winkler Show. Louie's in Franklin. Louie, what's up?
Morning, boys. Let me try to help you. Who do we compare Aaron Rodgers to?
Tom Brady? Brett Favre.
Tom Brady, Favre, Montana.
God.
Elway, Manning, Staubach, Marino. I'm probably missing Unitas. His peers aren't Dante Culpepper. So unfortunately, and the same thing with LeBron James, unfortunately, when you are that caliber of a talent in your sport, you're going to be compared to other guys that actually got the job done several times. Now, I'm not of the opinion that he's a choke artist. I think more criticism here locally when some guy with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line performs, what, 30% below his efficiency over the life of his career, and that's really what it was. Imagine if Michael Jordan averaged 30 points a game for his career, which he pretty much did, but in the finals or in the Eastern Conference finals, he lost a lot and only averaged 20.
Louis, really quick, let me just ask you this, though. So Jordan, I'm the biggest Jordan guy. In case you didn't notice, Louis, the 95-96 Bulls, I actually really liked those guys. But Jordan kept running into the Detroit Pistons, couldn't get past Larry Bird in the playoffs, and Doug Collins wasn't the answer. So they got him a great coach, Phil Jackson. They hit on Scottie Pippen. Everybody's like, well, Jordan could have won without – I hate the Jordan couldn't have won without Pippen thing. It wasn't like, you know, like a Kevin Durant situation. Scottie Pippen came out of Central Arkansas. Nobody knew who the hell he was. The Bulls got lucky with that one. But they assembled a better team. You know, the first three-peat, John Paxson, Bill Cartwright, Horace Grant. Jordan's not winning without
also,
those guys.
Let's not act like you need two Super Bowls to be considered great.
How's Rodgers going to win a Super Bowl when his top corner is Ladarius Gunter covering Julio Jones in an NFC title game? Do you agree that the best team wins the Super Bowl every year or the best quarterback? Because why didn't Peyton Manning have more?
Well, I believe that timing is important, too. So if you look at, like, Peyton's Super Bowl in Indy, their defense was putrid, but they got hot in the playoffs.
Right.
We're generating turnovers. Same thing with our defense in 2010. People forget. Hashtag people forget, right?
Thank you, Louie. Yep.
People do forget.
Yeah. But his defense got hot. You know, his outside backers were getting to the quarterback. His secondary was generating turnovers.
Yeah, and our defense has sucked for a decade. And they suck again.
So that's really what I boil down to. So I look at Patrick Mahomes as my comparison to Aaron Rodgers. He's Aaron Rodgers. I watched Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, that's what Aaron Rodgers used to be. But if you look at how he went down to New England and the time he didn't go to the Super Bowl, he left no doubt whether it was his fault or not. 300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 120 passer rating. We get 70 passer rating and more interceptions than touchdowns. Now, maybe it's because his defense isn't great and he presses. But, I mean, I just watch these big games just like the other day. And I saw him throw that pick early, and I'm like, they're going to lose this football game.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Once he threw the pick six, because he gets tight, and that just reverberates through the rest of the roster. They feel that through him because it happens so infrequently that he'll throw a pick, but it always seems to happen in some of these big games. And I agree with you, Bart. There's been a lot of times where he was in positions where he dragged the team, but so did John Elway. John Elway dragged some bad teams to the Super Bowl, by the way. In the 80s, they didn't have a defense in Denver, and he dragged them there 3 times. And I think the big thing is there's no dominant team that they're having a problem with. There's no Colts. There's no Pittsburgh. There's no Baltimore Ravens defense. There's no New England. Everybody has eaten on this team. Everybody's eaten. Everybody. Let's just go through it here. The Giants. He played horrible, missing guys by 10 yards. Jordy Nelson was open by 5 yards, missing by 10 yards. And their offense, which was prolific, folded in that game. It just couldn't get over. San Francisco, you got beat twice two different ways. Once was in a frigid, cold temperature by a West Coast team. We had a guy drop a pick late that would have sealed it, but those things happen. He didn't play. He got outpassed by Colin Kaepernick twice. That's a problem. He got outplayed in Arizona. The defense, you look at Seattle and Arizona, those two games combined, the defense generated 7 turnovers.
Which Arizona? When he had a great game and then fumbled?
He didn't have a – not that
he's
Arizona.
Not talking about the Kurt Warner.
The other game where he had no receivers?
Yeah, he had no receivers, but a lot of guys have to get up. But the week before, he didn't have receivers, and we praised
Louis,
would
you
play,
would you
right?
agree that – that would you say Andy Reid – In the play callings that they had in Kansas City, also with Mahomes, is a little bit better than the Mike McCarthy-led Packers teams, or no?
I would say probably post his second MVP, yeah.
Well, right. I mean, I love Mahomes, man, but he's paired with Andy Reid. I think that we're seeing maybe Mike McCarthy was a bigger problem than we thought. I mean, the team's already turned on him in Dallas.
We will talk about that today. Louis, appreciate the call. 414-799-1250. Other quarterbacks that have only won one Super Bowl. Well, there's been some good quarterbacks that have won none. Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Horvath's boy Fran Tarkenton. Quarterbacks that have only won one Super Bowl, Kurt Warner, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes. I know, he's young. Russell Wilson, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Plenty more on this throughout the show. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Ryan Horvath. But one of the things that is true with this experience with Aaron Rodgers is that it looks like right now the Packers are in some weird kind of purgatory where they seem to be okay if Rodgers has to do it again. If Rodgers has to do it again by himself. If he just has to do it again by himself, that seems to be okay. Are you in that boat? We'll talk to Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus, coming up. We'll hear more from you guys. 799-1250 on The Fan. I was going to play an Aaron Rodgers soundbite and get back into our topic, which we will, but...
Did I just hear what I think I heard? Did I hear something about Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence? Can I go home? Seriously, I didn't get any sleep. Can I call it a day?
One of my favorite Packers ever, who I adored growing up.
Oh, man, just keep that
has been
yourself.
Promoted Leroy Butler on the Wendy's Big Show today. Why he would rather have Jordan Love than Trevor Lawrence.
That's a hot take. Man, wow.
We're just trying to defend our guy Aaron Rodgers for being a competent quarterback for winning one Super Bowl. Now, man.
Do we live in
a different world in the rest of the shows?
I don't know. I think so a little bit.
Do we live in a different world, you and I?
I do. I go on social media and I see we're trying to trade Rodgers and it's time to go to Jordan Love and Rodgers gets punched in the mouth and doesn't get back up despite the fact that after a loss, he's 10-0 against the spread. I don't even know what that means. After games where he throws multiple interceptions, the next game, 38 touchdown passes to just 4 interceptions, 100 rating. I don't know why everything always has to be a hot take. And you know what? Actually, while I'm here, really quick, and you're giving me the floor on your show, which I appreciate. Another thing that I wanted to defend myself on was the draft. Scooty McScooterson or whatever on Twitter, and all these people coming at me. Here's something for you, young Ryan Horvath, 1995 to 2019. Let's stop trying to build teams through the draft. When you got a Hall of Fame quarterback. I said that when Brett Favre was here. Now I say it with Aaron Rodgers. You got to sign top free agents. What are you talking about, Horvath? Ted Thompson knows way more about football than you. You build through the draft. Free agency, especially in the NFL, is a huge gamble that rarely pans out. Build through the draft. Let's fast forward to Ryan Horvath in 2019. Man, I love this draft more than I've loved any NFL draft the last decade. Screw free agency. I see 4 playmakers that could start day one. Patrick Queen, Chase Claypool. Trade up. Give yourself an opportunity at a Justin Jefferson. He's not there? Okay, take a shot with a T. Higgins. Plenty of guys available, man. And now I hear, what are you talking about, man? You don't build in the, you don't draft for now, you draft for later. When do you build a team for your Hall of Fame quarterback then? If it isn't in the draft and it isn't in free agency. Somebody explain it to me.
Coming up this afternoon at 2 on the Wendy's Big Show, we'll continue the nonsense that Leroy Butler was talking about yesterday about Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence. Plus, we'll check in with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette today at 4:45. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on The Fan.
At least it seems like Sparky lives in our world. That's good.
So you can't sign free agents and you can't draft? Where do you find these guys? Is that why we're signing guys like Ryan Grant, Park Deuce?
Well, I got to tell you, this Reggie Bagleton guy.
So you know what? I don't care anymore. Just same team every year. Let's bring back Jordy.
What's Jordy up to?
Because this is ridiculous. What? Patrick Queen's not a great player. Chase Claypool's not the Steelers. He's better than Juju already.
Yeah, Juju might be on the way out.
Last year, DK Metcalf? Oh, I don't know, man. He runs a 4.3 and he's built like a linebacker, but he had a neck injury. They all had injuries. It's football. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL twice before even getting to the league. That's all I got right now.
Doug is in Racine, 799-1250. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. Making me laugh again today. Listen to the pregame show, and I can't call in because I'm working till 6. But you were spot on this morning. It was a good 30 minutes, and then KJ kind of took over. But
oh, KJ's on the line right now, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was spot on. Ewing, Barkley, what do guys want? You know, he doesn't play defense. You know, we haven't drafted. And you know what? I don't know whose heart didn't sink when they drafted Jordan Love. Went, what? And now they're all trying to defend it. Right. I don't care what you think. You saw that pick, and it was like, what? So, I agree with you. You guys make me laugh. So keep up the good work. Keep talking about this draft. You know, Leroy Butler was insane yesterday talking about it. I think he was joking with Gary, but I had to turn it off after about 5 minutes of him talking about Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence. I just turned the Bears radio on for 5 minutes.
Wait, this is really what's going on? Trevor Lawrence is – he threw for 500 yards. Oh.
Yeah, that was just nonsense.
You want to have that take? Hey, you want to have that take after the national title game when Trevor Lawrence had the worst quarterback grade like ever in a title game and he overthrew everybody? That's fine. He's coming off a game where he threw 500 yards.
Absolutely. So, I think he was just joking around. I hope so, because that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dougie.
All right. Have a good day. Appreciate your show. Bye.
I appreciate you. That's Doug calling us from Racine, who seemed to have taken KJ. It sounded like he took a shot at you as if you killed Horvat's momentum this morning.
Hey, aloha, my brother. Thanks.
Aloha.
Hey, Dougie Fresh. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you bringing up my work on the pregame show with Ryan. We have a great rapport, Ryan and I. So, yeah. But anyway.
I love you. I love all of you.
I love you too, man. You know I do. Yeah. And are the Packers in purgatory? 414-799-1250. I would have to say having Aaron Rodgers has been a blessing and a curse at the same time. And I say that because the Packers have been afforded the luxury of complacency. Because they have the great Aaron Rodgers, they figure every year, well, we don't really have to spend a lot of money. You know, we can probably work with the team we have. We don't have to go out and plug in guys, you know, for offense. You know, we don't have to draft offensive players because we have Aaron Rodgers. He's going to get us to the playoffs every year, you know. So, therefore, I'm going to steal a phrase from a great person on the air, and that's Bart Winkler. The Packers are being rewarded for bad behavior.
Would you, if I put that on a T-shirt, would you buy it?
Absolutely.
Because I was trying to think of T-shirts we could make, like catchphrases from the show. Obviously, hashtag people forget would be one. Yep. I think that I want to remind you might be one. And getting rewarded for bad behavior, I think, is a good one.
That is a great one. Yeah, and I think that's what's happening with the Packers. Because they're just going to play it out with Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to put the pieces around him on offense, and it's evident that that's what they're going to do, Bart.
Imagine being Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur coming in here, KJ Aloha, thank you, having Aaron Rodgers as a head start on your career and immediately thinking, how are we going to win after him? Screw what we've got right now. We got to figure out how to win after him because Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be around here 3 years. I want to be the GM longer than 3 years. So let's plan on that. Aaron Rodgers will buy us 3 years of our career, and then we need to start building guys so we can have another 5, 6, 7 years here in this position. They're out for themselves. They're not building the best team around them. They're trying to build the best team that can keep them employed. That's where they're at right now. 799-1250. Now you got me all hot and bothered. I just wanted to talk about the World Series and how much I appreciate baseball.
But you know what?
But then Ryan Horvath had to compare Clayton Kershaw to Aaron Rodgers, and now I'm upset. And then Leroy Butler got in the way talking about Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love, and I just do not understand. Do we work in the same world? Do we live in the same world as a lot of these other people? What happened? What happened to April? When Horvat and I did a draft show, we all laughed at the draft. We all hated it. We got on the air for 2 weeks. All of you agreed it was miserable. And now here we are in October, but because some of your favorite bloggers have now said, oh, enjoy the ride, everything's always fun, now you've come in on them. Come in with us.
Hey, you want to know how the San Francisco 49ers got to the Super Bowl last year? Because John Lynch, what did he do with his draft picks? He hit on all of them. I'm fine. You guys, hey, you don't want to build to win now in the draft? I'm fine. Take every draft pick, especially the first round ones, and flip them right now for Julio Jones and bring me Julio Jones. Or you know what? Next time a safety like Jamal Adams is out there and all it takes is a first round pick, since first round picks don't matter for 4 years, bring in Jamal Adams. How about that?
Yeah.
Hit free agents then. I'm
the
fine.
Packers have claimed James Burgess, linebacker off of the one team's practice squad. He used to be with the Jets. Where did they get James Burgess from? I don't remember where he is.
Jacksonville, maybe? I don't know who this guy is. I'm kidding. I do. Hold on, though.
He's good in Madden. I play him with my Jets franchise. 799-Falcons. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. More from you guys coming up next.
Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers getting ready for another road trip, this time to Houston to face the Texans. Green Bay coming off that loss to Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers added Ndamukong Suh to their defensive line in the offseason. Suh has been a longtime nemesis of the Packers, dating back to his days with Detroit. Left tackle David Bakhtiari was on the Big Show.
What is it that gets under everybody's skin when they got to deal with that guy?
I'd say more of his actions. I mean, he has done what he's done, and he's done dirty things, and he's gotten fined for that to significant amounts, I believe, to six figures worth, and that kind of just talks about, you know, who he is.
And Ndamukong Suh was seen trash-talking to Aaron Rodgers during Sunday's game, who spoke about it on the Pat McAfee Show.
Basically, he said, don't be scared. And I said something back to him. And then I said something to the effect of, you and I need to have a conversation or something. And then he said something like, all right, see you after the game. And I said, all right. But the tone and the inference quite tell if it, I was thinking, realistically thought I was saying, hey, let's throw down.
That's Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I'm Mike.
I never want to lose like this. I feel like we needed a little bit of a wake-up call at some point this season because things have been so good. And there's been so much talk maybe outside the building about the ease with which we're, you know, moving the ball on offense and scoring. And, you know, I think we need a kind of a kick in the ass a little bit as a little bit of a wake up to, you know, stop feeling ourselves so much and get back to the things that got us this position. And I think this would be, unfortunately, but fortunately, something we can really, really grow from.
That's Aaron Rodgers, who, to start the season, was terrific. I mean, he was an MVP candidate. And if you look at the betting odds, he still is. It's Russell Wilson with 5-4 odds. Patrick Mahomes is next. And then Aaron Rodgers is third with 6-1 odds. So I know you love Kyler Murray. You love Tom Brady. You love Josh Allen. You love Derrick Henry. You love Lamar Jackson. Rodgers still has better odds than all of them when it comes to winning the MVP. So he won you four games, and then he lost one. And in this game that he lost, there are some things that I didn't like about it. I thought that, yes, to reference Louis from before, after those interceptions, Rodgers, I don't know if he shrunk. Something was wrong with him.
Louis made great points. He always does.
Rodgers, you know, that was, he played up to the moment, and then the moment got bigger than him, and then, you know, that's in that game, that was a problem. That game completely turned on those two interceptions. So I don't like that. But to take that game, that one game, and then start this dialogue about he's done, he never has been. After 4-0, I'm trying to talk about stuff, and you're trying to tell me, hey, they're 4-0, it's only four games. Then after 4-1, after one loss now, we got to rewrite the book on Rodgers?
Right. You know why I got so fired up this morning? It was last night I'm watching Kershaw, and I'm like, what a tough job. pitching in a postseason game, let alone a World Series. And you could bring up the ERA, and I get it. It's over five. It's not great. Last night he was magnificent, and he's had good postseason performances before. We did that with Verlander. Man, what a choke artist Justin Verlander is in the postseason when he was in Detroit. Then he goes to Houston, wins a World Series, and was excellent. He was excellent. It's all about the right fit, the right situation. I think a lot of that has to do with it. Now, baseball is a different example because obviously, like pitcher, that's an individual, you know. Football, you need a complete team effort. Basketball, I would argue, you do too, but LeBron James could just take over a game and drop 30 in the fourth quarter. Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter can't block for himself. Like Giselle said when Tom Brady got beat in a Super Bowl, you know, throw the ball to himself and score touchdowns. He can't do it. It's the ultimate team sport, in my opinion. Why I got so fired up is because I'm watching Kershaw, and I was like, I hate how if he doesn't win a World Series, we're just going to remember him as this big choke artist. Because in my opinion, he's one of the best pitchers ever to play the game, and the best that I've ever seen. I really think that he is. He's great. And then I'm on social media, and I scroll down, and I see a new article from The Ringer. This is Milwaukee's last shot, their last offseason to keep Giannis. They got to go all in. And it's like, so if the Bucks lose in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Nets, who have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving next year, you just lose Giannis, because then if Giannis decides, you know what, I really like it in Milwaukee, I want to come back and try to win a championship on my own, like Damian Lillard is trying to do in Portland, like Jordan did in Chicago, you know, like guys in the 90s used to do, stick with the same team and try to win it on my own. And then if he fails, his career was a failure, right? He never won a championship. He could have 8 MVPs, 3 Defensive Player of the Years. He averaged 40 a game, 20 boards. He was a failure because he didn't win a championship. And we want to keep Giannis here. I don't want him to walk away. But when we do this, these hot takes, Rodgers is a choke artist. Like, we're lucky Rodgers didn't say, hey, you know what? I see all this money. I could get this money anywhere. I'm going to San Francisco with John Lynch. He'll build me a defense, and he'll draft me Deebo Samuel. And if I want Emmanuel Sanders, he'll go get him for me. So that's what I hate, like, when we do this, man. Like, we continue to talk about we need Giannis. We got to keep Giannis here. I don't want him to leave. And then if he does leave, we'll kill him. But if he stays and he doesn't win titles for us, we'll kill him. Christian Yelich sucked in a 60-game season. We killed him. Now, oh, man, Yelich overpaid. Overpaid. He's been the best player in baseball for 4 years. He had one down year in a 60-game season. Now we're running him out of town, too. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I want championships. I since I've been on the air, I've wanted championships.
So do I, but they're really hard to win, and that's why we celebrate them the way we do when we finally get them, because only one team, there's 29 other franchises that are just as pissed off as we are every year.
So if we look back, if Rodgers retires today, if he's like, this is stupid, I'm done, and he retires today, are you going to look back and say Rodgers only won one championship because he choked in the big games, if that's your point of view? Or are you going to say, look, the Packers for 10 years, he can only do so much. The defenses were always bad. They ran into these buzzsaws because other teams went all in all the time, and they were able to stack their defense and pay a rookie quarterback. Are you going to look at it that, or are we just going to say, oh, no, Rodgers choked?
Like my kid when he grows up. Daddy, tell me about Karl Malone and John Stockton. Well, son, best pick-and-roll tandem I've ever seen. John Stockton, the all-time assist leader, was the best point guard that I've ever seen. But they decided, well, Karl Malone, this is a bad example because he does try to then work his way to a team to win a title later on and joins Kobe, Shaq, Gary Payton, and all of them in Los Angeles. But that's my point. He had to do that or else we would have viewed his career as a failure. Like we do, like people don't even talk about Charles Barkley. Guy was like 6'5". They labeled him at 6'8". He could grab 30 boards in a game. And we forget about that because he didn't have a championship ring. Even though he took a team, the Phoenix Suns, with Dan Majerle and Kevin Johnson to the finals, ran into Michael Jordan, Horace Grant, and Scottie Pippen, and loss in his career was just a failure. Oh, where are your rings at? Where are your rings? So when my kid asks me, Daddy, tell me about this guy. Well, you know, John Stockton, all-time assist leader, that doesn't matter because he never jumped ship and joined the Lakers or joined the Pistons. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have
there
this
are
book.
Great players that don't win.
I'm going to make sure my kid doesn't even know that Charles Barkley exists.
He didn't have a ring?
I have this book that, like, teaches the alphabet, and it says A, Hank Aaron, B, Yogi Berra. I got a baseball one and I got a basketball one. And the S was John Stockton. And the first thing I did was I tore the page out of the book because John Stockton's a loser because he never won anything. So my kid doesn't know the letter S.
Mike Trout is the best
player
in baseball What has Mike Trout ever done in the postseason? What's Mike Trout's batting average in the postseason? You guys wouldn't want Mike Trout. Is Mike Trout a choke artist, or is he just on a crappy team?
My kid's never going to know about Mike Trout either. I'm only going to teach him about winners.
Take Rodgers off the Packers the last decade with McCarthy. We've seen what McCarthy is now. 1 week with Andy Dalton, even 4 weeks with Dak Prescott, who was going to break the passing record. What would the Packers have done when Favre leaves if Seneca Wallace is the quarterback? Or if Blake Bortles is the quarterback? Did they go to the NFC Championship?
Flash. I didn't touch anything. I didn't touch anything.
From the 12:50 a.m. the studios, Ryan is pissed off.
I didn't touch anything.
Playoff Kershaw. Giannis chokes in the postseason.
Scared the hell out of me.
This guy sucks. This guy sucks. He's a choke artist.
You know, the other thing is,
I hate it.
My son is not going to know people unless they won a championship. I really want to get my kid into comedy, and I think Ace Ventura is a great movie, but Dan Marino's in it, and Dan Marino's a loser, so he shouldn't ever watch the movie because he never won anything.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed, overrated. He actually sucked in that movie because Forrest Whitaker won Best Actor for The Last King of Scotland or whatever that year.
Dude, Forrest Whitaker is like the all-time biggest over-actor.
He should not have won that award over Leo, but that's for a different day, okay? If you weren't Daniel Day-Lewis, you weren't a good actor, damn it.
All right, I'm going to do this as Forrest Whitaker. I'm going to go to the phones. I'm going to take Terry on the north side, but I'm going to do it as Forrest Whitaker. We got to go to Terry on the north side. Very specific complaint there, but Forrest Whitaker
he
is a tremendous over actor. Oh, Terry, hello.
Hello. How you doing, gentlemen?
I'm not sure.
I just want to say, living in Milwaukee, living in the state of Wisconsin, I've been a Packer fan, Bucks fan, Brewer fan, Badger fan. But you guys got to look at one thing. With the Packers, you got to start at the top with the president. I didn't like that hire. I didn't like that GM. Then you put a rookie coach there. It starts up top. If you guys don't go and get quality players to put around MP quarterbacks, you're not going anywhere. Bucks, if you don't put the right general manager in place to go out and spend the money, you're not going anywhere. Same thing with the Brewers. These owners want to suck back and suck up all the money, but then they want to cry when they can't win a championship. Then they want to blame their top-notch players because they don't before them, but they don't put nothing around them. The Bucks, okay, two great seasons. But this season here, the Bucks going into the bubble was not the same Bucks team that before the pandemic started.
Right, I agree with you. I don't know what happened either, but it wasn't the same.
I don't know what dropped off, what happened. But it was not the same team. But I reiterate, your general manager, your president, and your owners, if they don't want to win, they want to put the money in their pocket and run and not go out and get free agents, you're not going to go nowhere.
I think it's Terry, thanks for the call. I think it is sort of weird that every team that we have here is very good at getting very close and then maybe not getting that one last piece to go over the hump. I mean, if you look at the success that our teams have had in the last decade in this state, and we can lump in the college teams too. The Badgers have had some good runs, basketball and football. One of those teams should have won. I mean, how has none of those teams won? The Brewers didn't go out and get more pitching in 2018. I'll stand by that. The Bucks, I mean, they chose avoiding the luxury tax rather than making their team better. That was a choice they made. The Packers, first-round pick, they drafted a guy who's not going to play for 3 years. Although some say he's better than Trevor Lawrence already. Wendy's Big Show coming up later today. 414-799-1250. I think, so we went with Painter Mike. I think I like Mike the Painter better. Mike the Painter.
I like it better, too.
Yeah, I like it, too.
It flows off the tongue.
Mike the Painter. What's up?
Yes. So, can we get on with this?
Can you turn down the... I hear me in the background.
No, you do not.
I do. How do I know that?
No, there was no radio. I turned it down every time.
He's actually listening to Charlie and the TikTokers on the radio.com.
That's my buddy next to me that we're going to paint.
Okay, all right.
Let's get off with this draft. We got to move forward. But it was something. You know, you shouldn't have drafted a quarterback in the first round. We needed a get back player right away.
Mark, are you in a helicopter?
Over that.
Yeah.
Right? Rogers,
are you in Marine
Rogers
One?
Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's won big games.
So why are we killing him after he lost the game to Tampa Bay?
Because that's what you guys do.
We're not doing it.
That's what people do. People in the radio, they are on TV. They beat up the guy that's part of the team. And he's the quarterback. He's the main part. The coach, quarterback, the rest of the team.
See, that's new media, though.
It usually falls on the quarterback that gets beat up. That's why we haven't won. But it's not Rodgers. It's a team effort.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Horvat was saying it's a team effort.
Yeah, Horvat and I think. Look, Mike the Painter, your phone is awful.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. We love you, but safe landing, buddy.
Did I catch a Niner in there?
I don't know. I'm off the draft, man. I already said it. I never even want a draft pick ever again. All first round, second round, third picks, those go to elite NFL players now. You package those up. You bring in a Jamal Adams. You bring in a Julio Jones. Odell Beckham Jr. is on that trade block. All it takes is a second rounder, a first rounder. Get me him because you're the draft. You don't even know if these guys are any good for 3 to 4 years. Patrick Queen, we don't even know. He could be a one-hit wonder. I see, 4-4 speed, sideline to sideline play.
Horvat and I are, we're new media, which is really old media.
That's what I wanted to say.
We're two guys that are just going to talk about what we think, and we're going to do it in a rational way. We're going to use facts to base off our opinions. We're not going to be the hot take artist. We're not just going to throw out an entire, we saw one thing one time, and that's now the new way of the world. We're not going to do that, and we're not going to fall for the bait.
Right.
Oh, hey. Coming up later on The Fan, what Colin Cowherd said. Why don't you just listen to Colin Cowherd then instead? I mean, well, could this station promote Colin Cowherd anymore?
I know. He's not even in this company.
I know.
This is Entercom.
Now, if he was on the radio.com app.
Yeah, like promote.
Like Mike Lombardi in the GM Shuffle, which you can listen to for free.
Which is awesome.
Or Joe Ostrowski and Bet Sweats.
Awesome. I love
Costos
Lombardi.
And Nick Costos and You Better You Bet. Or Charlie D'Amico and TikTok Charlie.
Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell
again and again.
So
let's quit promoting Cowherd.
And that's what I wanted to say, Bayless. Man, is that this is all – no, we don't do that after Rodgers loses in the NFC title game in a game where the defense gives up 300 yards on the ground. The debate type shows they want to do that. They want clicks. They want listens. There's a reason why Skip Bayless is making more than you and I and – my whole family combined. It's because he throws crap at the wall to see what'll stick, and everybody's like, oh. Coming up on Undisputed, why LeBron James could never beat Muhammad Ali in a boxing match. One, because he's a basketball player. How about this? Muhammad Ali can never beat LeBron James in a one-on-one game of basketball because it's a different sport. But that's what debate shows have ruined the way that we view athletes. That's what my whole take is today. Tom Brady's a great quarterback. So is Aaron Rodgers. So is Drew Brees. So was Peyton Manning. Even though he only had the 2 Super Bowl rings and he lost to Brady a whole bunch of times, he was still great, but Brady had Belichick and a great defense. Swap places. Manning probably has 8 Super Bowl rings because he was the more talented quarterback. Brady may be the better leader. And that's what I hate about the debate show world that we live in today. Dan Patrick is my favorite radio host. If you listen to his show, don't, because I think it's on at the same time as us.
Yeah, what are you doing now?
But he said it the best, man. He said,
let me tell you how much I love Mike Greenberg and Get Up.
But Dan Patrick said it the best. He said, I come in here and sometimes I don't have a hot take. I'm going to tell you, he's a great player that didn't get it done. Everything doesn't have to be a hot take. But in today's world, for some reason, it does. And I hate it. Like, Clayton Kershaw, why can't he just be great? And he gets to the World Series. And call it a choke, whatever. But, like, let's not play off Kershaw. What did he ever do? What do you mean? He won a bunch of Cy Youngs.
Yeah, he's, like, one of the best pitchers that have ever played in the game.
Yeah. Like, Aaron, like, are we, like, so what's the
he's
argument?
He's also, he had, like, no run support, so he gets four runs last night, finally, and he
and the take, like, what finally got me, besides the Giannis and besides the playoff Kershaw, was Rodgers gets punched in the mouth and becomes a turtle or doesn't get back up. We're talking about the same quarterback that played with a broken leg. He beat the Bears on one leg. He played, how many seasons did he play injured? He gets punched in the mouth and doesn't get back up.
Well,
okay, after a loss.
I do have a problem with
after a loss, he's 10-0 against the spread in his last 10. I'd say he gets up just fine, and he will against the Texans this weekend.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, most importantly you. More next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.